So we're going to now do the equanimity meditation. And how many people have done the metta meditation, repeating phrases, if you could raise your hand? So almost everybody. Good. Is there anyone in here who has done the equanimity meditation? Some of you, great, good. So in the practices of these qualities of the heart, of the Brahma Viharas, we do this practice by repeating phrases in the mind so that the focus of the attention is with the words, with the phrases. So for each of the four Brahma Viharas, there are specific phrases that we repeat. And so for the equanimity meditation, there are a whole number of different phrases, which I've given you on this sheet. And I feel that people really need to resonate with the phrase that they're using. And different situations may require different phrases. So it's not necessarily that you'll have one equanimity phrase that you use all the time, but you may want to, with these suggestions, you may want to use different phrases at different times. And essentially, we're reflecting on a situation, and then we're repeating the phrases to evoke the non-reactivity in the mind and heart. When we do the equanimity practice, it's different than the other Brahma Viharas. Like when we're doing loving kindness, we're actually extending the loving kindness out to another person, wishing for their happiness or for their well-being. We do send the loving kindness to ourselves, but generally we're also sending it out to others. With compassion, we're wishing for other people to be free of their pain. But with equanimity practice, we're not doing this for others. We're doing it for ourselves. Equanimity practice is really for your own mind. It's so that you can come into a place of balance in relationship to the situation. So you're not wishing that somebody else feels equanimous or that somebody else comes to a peaceful place. You're saying the phrases to evoke your own sense of peacefulness around the situation. So that's one way this practice is different than the other practices. It's really for you. It's for your response to what's going on.
Is that true of the last category as well?
Yeah. Yes. I wish you happiness is the metta. That's the loving kindness. But I cannot make choices for you is the equanimity. You know, so it's the combination of that particular phrase those bottom ones. I will care for you is the compassion, but I cannot keep you from suffering is the equanimity. So they can work together. You wish for somebody to be free of their pain, but I can't change that for you.
That's the things we say to ourselves, not to the other person.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're saying it. You're directing it to the other person, but it's really for your own mind. It's really what happens for you when you say it. Even though, yes, I will care for you. I do wish you happiness. That's the expression of the love. And then the settledness is I can't change this for you. That's the equanimity. So that's the peace that comes back there. For me, this practice really came alive in my years that I was traveling in India. I spent about 15 winters in India. I was teaching in Bodh Gaya with Christopher Titmus. Every year we would teach the retreat there. And I would spend some months and weeks and months in India. And the first time I went was straight out of living in San Francisco for 10 years in a very kind of comfortable and privileged life and hadn't traveled much in my life or been exposed to many different cultures. And so it was quite a big shock. It was extremely challenging for me and very difficult for me to be in the conditions that I was in India, just witnessing the things I was witnessing, the poverty and the the sickness and the difficulties that are happening there. And again, how much I wanted to change the situation. I didn't want to see people suffering in the way they were suffering. But I would fall into states of real distress and anger and reactivity and hatred. And I didn't want to be there. I wanted to leave. I was very, very difficult, very charged for me. And it was this practice that helped me bring about some balance in my mind. And my phrase that I used, and I used it fairly continuously, was the first phrase under other phrases, which is, no matter how much I may wish for things to be otherwise, things are as they are. No matter how much I may wish for things to be otherwise, things are as they are. And so perhaps you could just say that to yourself even right now, and get a sense of what happens for you, if you can feel that sense of what happens for you when you say, things are as they are. Things are as they are. No matter how much I might wish for things to be otherwise, things are as they are. What you might sense is there's nowhere for the mind to go. You can't really move. When you say things are as they are, you might feel that urge to want to change things and fix things and react in some way, but there's a way those words still the mind. You you can't go anywhere with that. And so I'm hoping that as you do this practice, you might get a sense of what happens there. You might find that you will have a reaction to the fact that you can't do anything. It's an interesting thing that can happen with doing equanimity practice. When you realize that the equanimity is asking you to stay quiet and still, then like another part of your ego can come and say, no, but I want to change things. I want things to be different. And then you say, but things are as they are. May I accept things the way they are? And you go, no, I don't want to accept things the way they are. And you can kind of come in with this pattern of reactivity in relationship to the equanimity practice, which is really good. I mean, it's good to see that, because then you see you're kind of setting the conditions for a state of peace. And then you see how the mind wants to change it. I don't want to be peaceful. I want to be engaged. I want to change things. And then notice if that charge comes in. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're dealing with. If you see that, you say, yes, well, that's the way that is too. Things are as they are. I get reactive, or I want to change things. Things are as they are. May I accept this with grace? So it's asking you to continually move into a place of acceptance. No matter what, no matter what's happening. So we'll try it and see how it goes for you. There are a number of phrases and please use the sheets. You can use the sheet as we're doing the meditation. You don't have to kind of go into close your eyes and kind of go into a state. But this will be more of a kind of a reflective meditation. So when I guide you into asking you to reflect on certain situations, you can look at the phrases and just say, read them or repeat them and just see what phrases, what words help you feel more equanimous around the situation. So please do interact with the sheets and find words that work for you. Because my hope is that you will take this practice into your life and use this practice and have your own phrases, find your own phrases and use them again and again, like I did particularly how I did the years I was in India. It was a lifesaver for me, just a lifesaver to help me from falling into states of despair and grief around what I was encountering, and also to be able to stay more steady within myself in my reactions. So I hope that you'll find some words and some phrases to help you with your situations. So we'll begin, though, by coming into meditative posture and again, coming into contact with your body sitting here. Feeling the breath, breathing naturally flowing. As you settle into this moment. And we'll begin with a reflection. Reflecting on the fact that all beings have their ups and downs. All beings have their joys and their sorrows. That there's no way to avoid pain. That pain and pleasure arise and pass away on their own. They're unavoidable. They're the winds of the world, pain and pleasure, praise and blame, success and failure, gain and loss. These eight worldly winds, unavoidable. And when we reflect on this, we can sense that all beings have their own journey. All beings have their own journey. As much as I might want someone to have a different journey, I can't set the sails of their boat. Only they can. All beings have their own journey. So I'd like to invite you to reflect on a situation or a person, someone, where there are some ripples in your mind, where things may not be so easy for you, where you would like to have more equanimity, either with this person or in the situation. And at the beginning, please pick a situation that's not too difficult, not the most difficult situation in your life. Let's start with getting a sense of what it's like to feel some balance in relationship to this. So it might be a friend, a family member, a son, a daughter, a partner, colleague. And bring the situation or the person to mind as much as you can. And get a feeling for the ripples or the charge. Actually, let yourself feel that. Allow that to come in. And notice what happens in your experience as you let it in. A situation that you would like to see different, or have different. It might be someone who is in pain or in conflict. So as you settle in, remember again that we're working with our own mind and heart. We're not trying to change the person or the situation. And as you bring the person, the situation to mind, begin repeating a phrase of your choosing, or your own words. And it may be too that you experience kind of a wordless relationship where you can feel a sense of ease, a sense of balance. Yet you may also want to use the words. All beings have their own journey. This is your journey. May I accept things the way they are. May I let go of my struggle. Finding some words, repeating those words. When you lose touch, gently come back to the words again. Things are as they are. As you do this, check the attitude in your mind. Notice if there's a resistance. If there's a pulling away or an agitation, or whether there's a interest to meet this person or the situation with an open attitude. May my heart be big enough to hold the joys and sorrows without being overwhelmed by them. Remember that you can't really let go of your reactions. But you can bring more wisdom that allows the heart to open with some balance and kindness. Let your phrases be infused with care, bringing a sincere caring. If you feel more charge in the situation, see if you can bring some equanimity to yourself. May I accept things as they are. May I accept this situation with grace. Take another minute or so. Things are as they are. And now bring your awareness back to your body, sitting posture, taking some breaths. Now I'd like you to bring to mind another person, a person. Or you might want to include yourself. Maybe there's something about yourself you're having difficulty with or you're not in a very good relationship with. It might be your health, it might be your body image, it might be some patterns of mind. Might be the way you are acting in a certain situation. Or you may have another person who you'd like to practice the equanimity with. Scanning your mind. And if you can't find anyone or any situation, then you can say the phrases in relationship to reality itself. Coming into acceptance of the way things are in your life, in this world. Situation in another country. With all the devastation that's happening around. Anything at all. And say your phrase or phrases and see what happens. Notice the quality of your mind. Notice if there's a shift in your consciousness, or whether saying the phrases brings about more charge. I open to the conditions of my body and my mind with grace. May I accept things the way they are. May I be undisturbed by the coming and going of events. Keeping the practice simple. Things are the way they are. May I let go of my struggle. Continuing to breathe, relax. Take just another minute. And when you're ready, let your attention come to your heart center. Breathing in and out of your heart. And surround yourself in a field of loving kindness, feeling yourself held in loving kindness as you breathe. And taking a moment to appreciate your own efforts. Your own sincere intention to be free and to let go. and extend your loving kindness to someone near you. Embracing them with loving kindness. And then extending that out to more people in the room. And then the whole room. Touching each one with your care, with your love. Then extending it out in all directions, touching all beings everywhere, in all directions, in all the realms, in a boundless way. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be liberated from their pain.